Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Carol Ann.
Mary Lynn.
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just
awesome.
Fine.
Awesome. Excellent. And how are you today?
I'm good. What day is it?
It's Happy Tuesday.
It's time. It's time. Time to awaken to empowerment with two girls with two names, putting our two cents in. This Tuesday, I'm Carol Ann Parisi, and Mary Lynn is with me today here at Awaken to Empowerment Radio, and we're very excited because we know we're at a tipping point in this great country, and we know that we are endowed and empowered by a creator where all men, women are created equal with certain unalienable rights. So we are looking at how we're going to preserve our life, liberty, and our pursuit of happiness. So I'm excited today. We've got a lot to talk about, girlfriend, don't we?
We do, but since I know how we can go on with our two cents, I decided to make it Two Topic Tuesday. And the two topics that I picked, and you are free to change this, Carol Ann, as you wish, but the big one for me, and it's hot off the press, is cancel culture. And that's former employees of Fox News have accused Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and Howard Kurtz. I mean, it's almost laughable. I'm sorry, but these are the three guys on TV that. there you go. And anyway, and we can get into that one, but I thought that was interesting because the cancel culture is. Really, I mean, people should honestly be afraid putting themselves out there because they come down and they come down hard. And then also the update on the McCluskeys, which is huge. So what do you think?
Well, you know what? I love it because that also has a number two, and it's part of our Bill of Rights, and that's our number two amendment, our Second Amendment, which is being violated. So absolutely, because it fits in with the two gals with two names putting our two cents this Tuesday. We thank you for joining us. And, cancel culture. Mayor, seriously, I mean, how ridiculous. You know what it is? You know what it is? It's, you know what, and this is Awaken to Empowerment Radio, and we're going to be upbeat and happy and positive because Mary and I have both went and done deep dive with The Secret and Bob Proctor, and we know the principles of success. Napoleon Hill, if you want to, friends, go back, look at our archives. We went through the whole Think and Grow Rich, and we know that thoughts are things. And we know we become what we think about most of the time. And we know, especially in America, we could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. But what's happening here is that also requires personal responsibility and responsibility of our thoughts and our behaviors. And the cancel culture is a bunch of, I hate to say it, spoiled children that... they blame everybody else for everything, and it's like the three-year-old that didn't get his way and sucking his thumb in the corner. What say you?
Well, my take on it is just a little different. With this particular, I want to quote. First, I have U.S. News and sexual misconduct lawsuit filed against Fox News, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson and Howard Kurtz. by former Fox employees Jennifer Eckhart and Kathy Aru. They filed a federal court case on Monday, and accusing the unfortunately, Ed Henry got it the worst. That was July 1st. He was fired. So they go, aha, we could let's see if we can get Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson fired, because Jennifer Eckhart, she got Ed Henry fired when Ed Henry is stating they had blah 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 consensual relationship, whatever. That's irrelevant, but it gave the radical left the opportunity to go, well, let's go after Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. I don't really know where Howard Kurtz comes in it. I would have thought maybe Levin, but never mind. But anyway, the good news is these people are coming after them, and Fox News issued a statement today saying, a comprehensive independent investigation conducted by an outside law firm concluded that the allegations against these three are false, patently frivolous, and utterly devoid of any merit. And I think that's pretty much enough said. They stood up for them. They didn't fire them. Well, Tucker's their cash cow, that's not going to happen. And
both
I
of
think
them
what's
are,
really
both of
frightening.
Them are, but did you ever watch Kathy Aru? Did you ever watch her on the shows?
No.
Did you ever see her? Yeah, she's the most. She's so left, and she's so kind of ditzy when she speaks. She's kind of like, and I mean, she's kind of cute. But, I mean, don't you think?
Okay.
Really?
Are we getting Caddyshack now?
Say what? I'm sorry?
Just kidding. I just said, are we getting Caddyshack now? So
No, not even. I just would watch her, and she's very, Libby Lou lefty, and it seemed like she, actually got along with them. I mean, because let's face it, nobody's been in studio for, since March, 4 or 6 months. When did this purportedly happen? Things.
I did deep dive into the story because I think that it should just be. They did the same thing to President Trump back in 2016. Oh, how original! I think not. They're really not original with their ideas, and they continue to beat. And I just want to throw in a real funny thing from Twitter. Mark Cuban and Senator Ted Cruz have been having a Twitter fight. It's like, okay, guys, maybe it's time to grow up. Just a joke, just my feelings. But did you know it's 105 days, 3 hours, and 21 minutes, and 11 seconds until Election Day?
105, okay. All right, well, it's
3 hours,
close.
21
it's
minutes.
Close.
Yeah,
Depending
it's time
on
to get
live.
Out. And that's just the general election, which is November 3rd.
Yeah.
So that's not a depending on where you live, but, in California, everything is
different. The polls close at different times. Right. Because we have, 4 different time zones here? But anyway, you're listening to Two Gals with Two Names on Tuesday that are putting their 2 cents in. And today's topics, Mary Lynn's brought up a little bit about this cancel culture. And you also did bring up a little something about our president. And let's also remember what happened to Justice Kavanaugh during those hearings. That was just horrible how they treated that
man and
all those allegations.
Well, they muddy up his name, wreck his family's, wreck their lives. And then what happens to her for lying? and causing all that expense and time, and nothing happens. And they, oh, and then the Republicans, us conservatives, why does this stuff keep happening? Because we don't do anything about it. I'm sick and tired of Washington, D.C., sitting on their legal butts. Get busy. Let's get after Obamagate. You know, you don't want me down that path because it's going to be an ugly rabbit hole. I think that we together as proud patriots, we stand strong. And if we stand strong against these bullies, we will win. And we have to have Trump's back now.
Truth and time go hand in hand. Truth and time go hand in hand. Here's something that is profoundly true, though. And we will talk a little bit about ballot integrity, I'm sure. But if by chance President becomes President Slow-Mo Sleepy Basement Joe Biden, okay, Hiding Biden, if he becomes president, all of these investigations on things that are suppressing real Americanism will be hidden. You will not know any more about what's going on, because he's not gonna do that to his team, which is disgusting, and that's an abuse of power. So you're not, I mean, like you were saying, Obamagate. If all of a sudden all this, it doesn't, because there's ways that they're kind of blocking it, although Trump does have till January 19th. So he could put the pedal to the metal and, you know, really kind of expose it quickly. But it'll all get suppressed, though. You know that. I know you know that.
Well, but that's not thinking positive. You know, we've got to push. What I don't understand is why President Trump hasn't gotten rid of the director of the FBI. And I'll give you a great example. This was just breaking news. He has just hired an attorney from Rod Rosenstein's law firm to come aboard the FBI. Thank you very much. Let's get some more deep state in instead of getting
Rod Rosenstein's another swamp creature. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. No. And
friends,
it just never
it's really
stopped.
Time to wake up and smell the tea. I mean,
well,
this is ridiculous.
As much as Barr has done a couple of things, and he's running after the riots and all that, it's all diversion by the Democrats to stay away from Obamagate. They want to divert everything away until they can get back into office. You know, they've got poor RBG on life support over at the Supreme Court, for God's sake.
They know
no end to their deception and deceit. And, you know, I read these things, and Joe Biden has hired 600 lawyers to make sure President Trump doesn't cheat, and so they're already bracing themselves for all this, and they're already going, you know, oh, it's President Trump's going to tweet, it's going to cheat, and this is going to happen, and they always talk about, you know, the one who protesteth the most, is that how it goes? Real important, folks, register to vote. And if you think you're registered, always good to update it. Make sure your address is up to date, your signature is up to date. That's another key thing. You know, my signature has changed a lot since I last registered. So,
oh, my gosh, yeah. Think about that. I know when I first
real
registered
important.
At 18
yeah.
how much. Yeah. And you know like you said, register to vote. Start doing voter registration drives. Get plugged into your local organization. And, you know, I hate to say this, but it doesn't have to be Republican. Get involved in people that are patriots. If there's still any Tea Party groups, or if not, start something. I mean, you can have a meeting. We can actually give you great tips and tricks here at Awaken to Empowerment, because we have Awaken America, the Great Awakening group, and you could go to the Great Awakening or awakenamerica.us, and it's thegreatawakening@ning.com. But we have got great Activist Central over there. It'll give you great ideas how to actually lead a grassroots organization. You know something, if you have passion and purpose and you find others that have the same passion and you just get together and start, you could even do conference calls. You don't have to meet in person. There's freeconferencecall.com. Freeconferencecall.com, and they will give you that you could hook up.
Everybody's got Zoom
calls.
Now, Carol. Everybody's doing Zoom and Skype.
Right. Zoom.
So everybody
Absolutely.
Has the ability
I did, yes.
to do that.
Yes, so you can have meetings with people, but each one needs to reach folks and have an honest and productive conversation. See, like you say, the cancel culture, the left just lies. I hate to say it, and I don't want, I mean, that's so negative, but they're not being truthful about a lot of the things that they have done, you know? I mean, there's so much lying and deceit.
And the unfortunate part is the mainstream media amplifies all their lies. And, you know, we just can't simply just accept it anymore. And what I was going to say, you know, we're a little close to the election, and I just did this. I looked up my Trump victory team here in Southwest Florida. I called up. I went to a training session on Sunday, and they have great groups. You know, we're volunteering to get the word out, and you can just hand, you know, register people to vote, but you can also get involved. There's a women's meeting tomorrow night at the Cape Coral office, so I'm really looking forward to that. And you can get involved with other patriots with like-mind thinking. And as I say, turn
now,
off the news.
Are there limits on how many people?
Health.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. No, stop. I want to ask you a question because not everybody, because there are other states that don't have the same benefits as Florida does. They're having a woman's meeting. Is there a limit how many people can be at these meetings right now?
No. It's a relatively small office, and it's in person, but, you know, I'm also going to be working with my team leader to try to do some Zoom meetings to get people excited so they can pick up their, you know, they motivate people to pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm a fellow patriot. My name's Mary, and I'm from the Republican Party. You know, are you worried about what's happening to your country today?
Yeah.
No, I'm not looking for any money.
Phone banking
and
is a great
not,
thing
you know,
to
and that's
do.
What
and like
people.
You, say, you could do that from home. Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
And the other thing
is really
too
good.
Is there's
phone
no
banking.
There. Yeah, there's absolutely no asking for money involved in what I've said I was going to do. I have chosen not to go do door knocking, and that's my personal opinion. I am signed up to do the gun show event. That's going to be exciting, and then I'm going to be the phone girl, so I'm good at that. And in all honesty, it's not that I'm afraid to go knock on doors and talk to people, because I love to talk to people. I just think if a 24-year-old woman's going to get shot in the head in the middle of the street just for saying all lives matter, sometimes you got to take a step back. But that's just my personal opinion. I heard others
love
it.
Yeah, we're in some weird
and, you know,
times right now. I love door knocking. I love door knocking. And those things are targeted. I'll be honest with you. I mean, we would do, although I'm going to share something with you since we're talking about door knocking. When we were doing stuff here back in 2010, working for a grassroots candidate, it was interesting because there were people that were like in the car tracking some of the gals going, what are you doing? Who are you working for? And we come to find out they're union people because the unions are very, 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 very strong here in Illinois and very much in bed with the left. So, but interesting, and I mean, I bought everybody mace. It's like, okay, you know, it's like, let's make sure we get their driver, their license plate. But you know what, that was 10 years ago. And now people, I mean, my gosh, Did you see what the 18 Chicago police officers that they they attacked? Isn't that horrible? I mean, yes, we're living in
different
times.
Right, and these are people that have.
Right.
Yeah, but these are people who have guns and tasers on their belts. It's just my choice. I think that if you're in a group, it's kind of fun. I had a door knocker. You know, I'm in Southwest Florida. It's not like being in the city of Chicago. But while we're in, I heard something really interesting today, and we have to take this in with this whole mail-in ballot thing. And great, you're registered. Now it's time to vote. Are you going to mail in your ballot? Are you going to trust that your ballot gets actually registered? Well, in California, the Secretary of State, on their website, they got myths in that about mail-in voting. And if you're doing a mail-in ballot, county election officials will process and count all valid vote-by-mail ballots that are postmarked on or before Election Day, and that arrive no later than 17 days after the election. How can that be? So
back to 2010, we did not get that election called because the candidate that I was helping actually won, but it was close. So it was in the margin of error for a recount. So we kept going down to the county building, the voting place, to count these ballots. And it's amazing how miraculously they find other ballots. And it took about 3 weeks. In fact, you joined me with that party 3 weeks later on my birthday to celebrate that victory. And that should have been election night. And that was 3 weeks later. So
that's
how they win.
Well, I'll tell you what we need to do is, I think what is happening here is the big mouths, the yappers are all, oh, Trump haters, never Trumpers, so on and so forth. All of a sudden, Kucinich is out of the woodwork, you know, naysaying. So so now he's joined the McCain-Romney sore loser club.
Kasich.
I'm sorry.
Kucinich is another
Croatian
one he's kind of more libertarian leftist, but yes, Kasich, John Kasich. Yeah, I know. And liked him. I thought
though,
that guy was okay back in the Tea Party days of 2010. But anyway. The never
Everything's subject to change. So I think one of the exciting things, too, is I found out when I did my we had a primary here, and I just, it's coming up on the 18th of August, but I have a mail-in ballot that I will be bringing to the post office. But it is a primary, not the general. And then it talks about where you can scan and see where your ballot's actually, the location of your ballot. So I found that to be very interesting. And then they made note of that in California, too. But, you know, you want your vote counted.
Can't you bring your
ballot,
Mary, can't you bring your ballot actually to the, can't you bring it actually to the.
To your precinct.
The county. We were talking.
To the precinct.
I'm sorry?
No, you bring it on election day to your, or, you know, the early voting. You bring it to your precinct with your ID. You turn in your mail-in ballot. They give you a hot ballot, a ballot right there. So then that gets scanned in.
Yeah, no, they've changed it in Illinois. Everything, they don't know what they're doing here in Illinois, because I was talking to a guy by the name of Chris yesterday, and we were having this conversation. And I said, Chris, he's very, very engaged, very, very engaged. I go, what are we doing? He goes, they don't even know. Catch this one. They don't even know what they're doing here in Illinois. They don't think any of the early voting is going to be open. And somebody was saying maybe we should listen to this one. Drop all the ballots over at the police stations with cameras. And then somebody's like, well, think of what they're doing to the police. And in Illinois, just so you know, it's a train wreck. Nobody knows what they're doing. Isn't that beautiful? So obviously it's different through every state. But in Illinois, Chris said to me yesterday, because they have no idea how they're going to handle this. which is frightening.
Well, it's very, it is, and then that's another thing. When I was at the training session at the reelect President Trump office, they said that they're looking for poll workers, so it's real easy. Go to your county election website and register to be a poll worker. There's also people that just watch to make sure that everything happens.
Right.
And, you know, I guess there's guys that
depending
stand outside and chase, you know.
It depends what state you're in, because Illinois right now has no idea what they're doing. And if there's not going to be actual polls, obviously they're not going to need poll watchers. So if you're in a more Republican state or a more common sense state, if you will, you will probably have the opportunity to be a poll watcher. And poll watching is actually a paid position. A lot of those poll watchers get paid for the day.
Yeah. No, you get paid.
This is a nice
here
little
in
gig.
Florida, I should explain that if I drive, they said, based on my area, if I drive out to the island, Sanibel Island, Captiva, I get extra money. I get an extra $25 for gas or for mileage. So it's like, oh, I get to go to the islands. For, thank you. Thank you very much. But
nice.
You know, it's very important that right now American citizens.
Nice,
yeah, I wish. But what's really important now is that American citizens, patriots, need to stand up. Do whatever you can today, what little thing you can. Talking to your neighbor, hey, are you registered to vote? You don't have to talk. And that's another thing they teach us, too. The minute you break out the voter registration, you can no longer talk about a political party. Period, end of story.
Oh,
so
right.
That
exactly.
Is something
exactly.
That is
exactly.
It's a very important point.
Yes, but it
point.
Doesn't mean if
but
you're
if
tag
you
teaming
your...
with someone else that they can't. Here's the thing. If you and I were together and you were the registrar and you were registering someone to vote and I wasn't, I could still keep chatting to them after you do it. As long as I'm kind of away from you, you can't really be around them, although the Democrats do it all the time. I mean, just so you know, they do
well,
it all the time, especially here in Chicago.
Yeah, well, I have the good fortune to live in a very, very the election. I'm sorry, I pulled up the 169 or 59 registered Republicans, 129 registered Democrats, and 139. And sorry, this is in the thousands, 139,000 undecided. So that's a big pool to pick from.
That 139,000 is where the magic is going to be made.
Correct, correct. And right now, and thanks to all the things that the radical left is doing with the riots, there's nothing peaceful about that. There's nothing peaceful about the way they attacked those Chicago police officers. There's nothing peaceful about the way they attacked the New York police officers. I can't even talk about the government officials in New York by name because they make me very ill. They're destroying
a
state.
It's very
and
sad.
Then,
it's very sad. It's very sad because New York is a big, beautiful city. It's a hub where a lot of our immigrants came to. My mother, as an immigrant, came through Ellis Island and was so excited to become an American citizen. But they're destroying it. Well, Dennis Prager says something, the left destroys everything it touches. And I think that's pretty spot on. And we're not talking your mama's Democrats. These are not these, I mean, and I know you don't want to get into the weeds and be negative, but you got to call it what it is. These people are Marxists.
Oh.
They Marxist socialists. Eventually communist, and they're all indoctrinated in public schools. A lot of them are professors, and it's part of an agenda. So anyway, that's my two cents.
Okay, well, my two cents is unfortunately it's the agenda that a lot of parents are paying for. And I just want to hit on the McCluskeys real quick because they were hot on the news today. They were on Fox and Friends this morning, and Mr. McCluskey was on Tucker last night, and unless I got it wrong, I heard that she's an attorney as well.
I don't know that. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I didn't have time to verify.
Did you know her gun wasn't even real?
No, all I heard was the attorney had it. And I just want to get out with the facts because this is straight from the quotes. Eric Schmidt, who is the Missouri AG, so first backing that up, the prosecutor, Kim Gardner, has filed arrest warrant for
McCluskey. Kim Gardner is the George Soros-backed woman, correct?
So, so she's issued an arrest warrant for the McCluskeys, and she's engaged in political prosecution per Eric Schmidt. Well, Eric Schmidt, he's the Missouri Attorney General, and he is seeking a dismissal pursuant to the Castle Doctrine. And he, he says, as an AG, I have a duty to protect the fundamental rights of all Missourians, including the right to keep and bear arms in self-defense of one's person and home. And then the governor also came out, and of course they're both Republican, but the governor came out and said that, you know, if this goes any further, he's just going to pardon the whole thing. But what they do is the life interruption that nobody takes into account. Look at the life interruption of General Flynn, the life interruption of Justice Kavanaugh. I mean, nobody takes these into consideration, and nobody holds people on the other side that are doing this grandstand bullying accountable. And it gets frustrating.
That is so
compelling.
Say that again. Stop. Say that again. What you just said is really, really important, Mary, is that the life disruption and disruption of family and the right to personal liberty and privacy, that has been taken away. This is such a violation. It's an egregious violation on so many levels of constitutional rights. You know, like you just said, it's a disruption of their life, but then again, you have the right to keep and bear arms, and they shall not be infringed. Our Second Amendment ends, these rights shall not be infringed. So what that George Soros-funded person is totally in violation of our Constitution. So in 100 and how many days till our election?
105 days. 105 days.
And then basement sleepy hiding Biden wins. What's going to happen to the Second Amendment for people?
Well, you can just, you know, that'll be the first thing. They break open the glass and they burn up the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. God forbid that's not going to happen, because what really needs to happen here really needs to happen. Mm-hmm. It's all of us patriots. We're not Republican. Mm-hmm. We're not Democrat. We're not independents. Mm-hmm. We're not Green Party. We're not this or that. We're patriots. We're patriots of this country, the United States of America.
Right.
Our forefathers.
Right.
Fought for our freedom. I'm wearing a T-shirt that says, "Freedom should not be taken for granted."
Amen.
Appreciate.
Amen. And it's not free. It's not free. Freedom is not free. That's the thing. It costs. And, you know, you were talking just a little bit ago, too, about, you know, organizing, if you will, and being part of something. And I've told a lot of people, it's like, oh, you're Republican. I'm like, only on election day. I'm an American, and I'm an American citizen, and I love this country, and I love freedom, and both of us got to do businesses in this country. Could you imagine us being women and doing businesses in some, you know, foreign Muslim country? Seriously. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're very, very blessed, and we want to preserve them. But anyway, what I was saying to you, there's ways you could do community organizing, quote-unquote, just in your roundabout day. You go to the grocery store, especially here in Illinois, because we have to wear our masks, and you could talk to people. You could talk to people, go, oh, what's going on? Can you believe this is crazy? And you start asking them what's really bothering them about it, and you can help influence people. Just, and that's a real grassroots level right there, too. But if everybody talked to people, just said, you know, like you said, too, what's bothering you? What is disturbing you about this? Well, what are you willing to do to change it? You know, I mean, as you're pumping gas at the gas station, you know, just talk to people wherever you go. You know, got to feel them out. You don't want to be a total, you don't want to be dumb. You want to feel them out. Because, again, back to the old saying, if they're crazy leftists, then you don't want to engage with them anyway, right?
And I think that it's so important, and I keep on saying this, and I noticed on Twitter a lot of other people, this is going to be, as a baby boomer, one of the most important, the most important election of my lifetime.
All of our lifetime.
And I will
Absolutely. I know it's cliche. Hold on. I say that every week on our Eyes Wide Open radio show, and it's a real cliche, but what you just said is profoundly and stunningly true, and this is it, because America will not look the same if the wrong people get into office. We will lose liberty and freedom and justice for all here. So go ahead. You were saying, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
well,
yes.
Look what.
Yes.
Yeah, you always interrupt me. What else is new?
It's already happened.
It's already happening now. So if you think what's happening now bad, okay, put that on steroids, because that's what you're going to see after Biden's elected, and they're pulling his puppet strings. And we all know who those bad actors are going to be. And I don't want them. And, you know, Obama, he's going to be back up in the Oval Office, and Joe's going to be down in the basement.
They
may be in the
White
House, but he'll be in the basement.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and Obama will send him a little one of those bank things. You know, you put your money in the bank thing, and goes, whoosh, and then he'll send him the idea of the day, and he'll go and tweet it, and then he'll go back to watching his soap operas. You know, I don't want to stay in this country, in all honesty, if Joe Biden wins. I am looking at some potential alternatives as plan B, because I will not watch this country go up in a handbasket. I'm just not going to do it.
I want to hear what your plan B is. We don't want that to have to be, but let's talk about some plan B. What would be better than this?
Well, actually, my plan A is to have President Trump renegotiate this USMCA. It's the agreement that's taking place of NAFTA between Mexico and Canada. Well, things haven't been finalized with Trudeau yet, because he's being a baby boy, and he doesn't want to come to the table. But I say, why doesn't President Trump make a deal? We'll take all these socialist, Marxist wannabes, ship them up to Canada, and the people that want to come down here and live in the great state of America, it'd be a great trade agreement. Or, you know, we can talk to Venezuela.
Mary, that
Hong
was
Kong.
That was brilliant. It was brilliant. Say it again. So a trade agreement with Canada would be trading all the Marxist leftists to go to Canada. And they can have exactly
correct.
What they
and then,
want.
And then people.
So that's like win-win.
Yeah, and then people
everybody
that
want to
come here and. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, some really gun-toting people will be moving into Minnesota. And you know what? It's very. I don't want to see it. Our forefathers fought, gave their lives, and the courage and the sacrifice that they made. And us patriots need to stand up and not let this happen.
Your
mainstream media.
Your dad was a World War II vet. I mean, think of what they did, that great generation. They didn't fight for a bunch of thumb-sucking babies to go ahead and cry about, you know, I want to cancel them, you know. Think about that. I mean, seriously, that's crazy.
Well, the unfortunate part is it's everything about money, and all these billionaires, the really extremely lefty billionaires who can afford to say what they want because nobody's going to cancel out Oprah or Bill Gates, yada, yada, yada.
Tom Steyer.
But these people.
Uh-huh.
And you know, people aren't, there's a very large contingent that is in bed with the Chinese, i.e. the NBA clearly has great ties with China, and they showed pictures today of people blindfolded that were being, now this will sound frightening familiar, put on trains and sent to re-education camps, and they're all Muslim. So they're
the
being enslaved,
aren't they called,
but
the
that's
Lugers?
Okay.
Aren't they called the Lugers?
I don't know what they're called, but all I know is the China is far and away the biggest culprit today for coming after and trying to wreck our elections. And they're trying
to destroy
our economy, and I truly...
Yeah.
China.
Yeah.
China.
Now, let me ask you something.
So,
didn't Slow-Mo Sleepy Joe's son have something to do, like, with China? Like Beijing Biden? I mean, isn't Hunter part of, like, the Beijing bureaucracy? Didn't he
It's hard to say, because I think he's ducking and covering. I think he went to a country where there's no extradition treaty, because he's got some problems going on. And breaking news, Joe Biden is under criminal investigation in the Ukraine.
What?
And
when did this happen, just as we speak?
Just before we started, and so I looked it up. I had a quick chance to look it up. So George Papadopoulos tweeted, and I read it in another couple of other places, Joe Biden is under criminal investigation in the Ukraine. So what I did was I looked up extradition treaty, not ours with them, but, you know, it's a two-way street. The Ukraine and the United States do not have an extradition treaty. Foreigners who commit serious crimes in Ukraine are, as a rule, tried and sentenced in the Ukraine. And that was per Wikipedia. So they can't come here and grab Joe and Hunter, because Hunter's the main portion of the investigation. That's just the Ukraine. Mm. We're not even talking about China. But in 40 years,
right.
I'd like to see the list of let's look at the accomplishments. 40 years of Biden. Let's see his list. And 4 years of President Trump. Let's match
up
the accomplishments.
Not even 4 years. 3 years. Yes, go. Do you have any of that written down?
I don't have anything from Biden, because I have to tell you, you know, I'm going to go over briefly, real fast. Well, we know all the illegal things he did and all the racist things he's done. So let's get off of Biden. President Trump. Economy and jobs. We know before this stupid virus hit, we were slamming. Foreign policy, tough on foreign policy. Sliced regulations like nobody ever had before. Law and justice. We all know how he is about law and justice, but he's also nominated more judges than any other president to date. And he tried to work on health care. Correct, yeah. And, you know, health care, real big hot spot. And, you know, he tried to get in there and fix it, but it was blocked. And we have
John McCain.
Yep. Land and agriculture, national security and defense. And then his fight, his fight to get the wall. And apparently, the wall is working. 75 to 85% reduction in illegal crossings. Yeah. And, you know, that's just what he's done. And then, you know, there was an old phrase that the female governor of Texas said once, yeah, I did the same thing that you did, but I did it dancing backwards with heels on. And that's pretty
high
much
heels.
What happened to President Trump. Yeah,
well,
that's what
you know
happened
what?
To President
you,
Trump
missing
everywhere
a,
missing
he went. A point, though. You're missing a point. Also, during all of this stuff that he did, because like you were saying, African-American jobs were up, Hispanic-American jobs were up, women had higher earning under President Trump, the community reinvestment projects were working before this Chinese Wuhan, Beijing, Biden coronavirus thing. But here's the bigger point. Remember, they were also impeaching him while he was doing all of this. They were trying,
right.
But impeachment kept going on. So all of this crap that they kept doing to him, he just kept fighting for the American people, which is amazing. It's amazing. It shows the integrity and the persistence of him. So that's just my two cents for right now.
Okay. Well, and then to finish off your two cents, he left a billionaire lifestyle, a great life, and he's doing all this because he's an American-loving patriot, and people take him wrong. But listen, folks out there, if you don't like him, you're not going to marry him. You're not going to date him. But you want
right.
him in office to protect America, to save our economy. Biden's not going to bring it back. The other folks, all they're going to do is tax you at 75-85% if you're even lucky enough to have a job. But like most of us, we'll all be sitting at home on our butts waiting for our monthly check to come. So remember in November. That's it.
Remember
real
November.
Simple.
Yeah.
I know I've been chatty here towards the end. My insight of the day, it's from Winston Churchill. Talk about World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And World War I, I think. I'm not a great historian. Here it is.
Okay.
Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Again, attitude
oh, yeah.
is a little thing that makes a big difference. Winston Churchill. And
that's
we are two girls
thing.
With two names on Tuesday, and we've got a lot to say. You can also email us with your thoughts, and we're at Gmail. Gmail.com. Email us. You can reach me at Twitter or Parler at MLBianchi7. That's MLBianchi, 7. And Carol Ann, where can they find you?
They can find me on awakenamerica.us, awakenamerica.us, Carol Ann Parisi, or you can listen to me every week on AM 560, The Answer, with Eyes Right Open, Eyes, R-I-G-H-T, Right Open. And also, I'm going to stay on here when Mary checks out because we do want to do some of our Awaken to Empowerment today because there are solutions for you personally because I believe that we need to be the change. In order to be the change, like you said, attitude, and we have to think differently. So, Mayor, are you checking out with us today here with two girls with two names?
I'll stay on for a while. I'll keep quiet. And if and when I do cut out, I'd really like for us to end with our and two girls with two names with our weekly prayer.
I love it. Well, you know what I really, really love is history. And here's the thing. We won't go too much longer, but, Mary, where we started from was not 1619, okay? 1619 is a false narrative. There's a lot more to our history, and I do not purport to be a history expert, but I do a lot of research and studying. And our founders founded this nation on Judeo-Christian ethics, okay, which included personal responsibility, love for fellow man. And they believed in things like definite major purpose. They had a purpose. to create a more perfect union. And these are timeless truths and principles that are part of the secret, part of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich from our Bible, as a man thinketh in his heart. So this is part of our soul, S-O-U-L, solutions here at Awaken to Empowerment. This is for two girls, 2 days on Tuesday. So what is our major definitiveness of purpose? It's got to be big. It's got to be huge. That is part of Trump's success because he's a man of purpose to make America great again. I grew up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. The 80s were booming. They were fabulous. Okay, there was a lot of crazy that went on too, but you know something? We were growing. There was MTV that we never saw before. There was big hair. Everything was big in the 80s. And it was a good thing.
Except the Fiaro.
What?
I said except the Fiaros. Do you remember the girls' hair was so big? It would be sticking out of the top of their convertible Fiaros.
Yeah. You know what, though? I mean,
anyway,
this
yes.
country had big, no, we had big ideas, and that is what created the innovation, and that's why we gave the world the steam engine, the automobile, the airplane. All of these great things were from America because we unleashed that personal essence of individualism, rugged individualism. And unfortunately, if you go to Black Lives Matter and you see some of their manifesto, individualism is not good. It's about the collective. And yes, I'm a big one too on a team where people get together because yes, many hands make light work, but not in the socialist form. So, you know, if you could be your best and everybody, we could all each be our best and put our best mind and our best foot, if you will, forward, we can have a better America. So we have the definitiveness of purpose. And, you know, it's great to have a quote-unquote collective group of people like a mastermind. And this is also part of this election cycle. If you could find like-minded people and just get passionate about America and Americanism, that's going to help take America back. And your vibrational energy out there is going to bring more people that love America to you. And now we have to have a little collective. You know, it's kind of a interesting thing, rugged individualism, but collectivism at the right time and in its right proportion is a beautiful thing. Right, Mayor?
Oh, you
not
betcha.
Not collective
you
like
betcha.
The left. But we also need self-reliance in proportion to our purpose. You know what? If it's meant to be, it's up to me. And me and God. And prayer. Prayer and purpose. And passion. Personal power. All these great P words, you know, these are things that can help create a better America. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, my P is proactive, being proactive, and then the ingenuity that we've always had in this country, that, like you said, the steam engine. But you also brought up the 80s. Now let's talk about the similarities. We came off the Jimmy Carter days of the gas lines. I was just starting to drive then, and we are dating ourselves. Yeah. However, you know, and it was horrible.
This was driving was like 5 years old, though. 8. You could get a driver's license at 5 or 4 back then. Go ahead. Anyway, I'm just kidding
yeah, right,
and being
whatever.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, well,
so
that's
go
okay.
Ahead. Go
that's
ahead.
Okay. No problem.
And then I
want to. But what
you, said, what you were talking about the 70s, the late 70s with Jimmy Carter. Yes.
Okay, but let's look at the similarities. So what happened after Jimmy Carter? Hello, Ronald Reagan. That's why. It's his focus on capitalism. Capitalism isn't like a dirty word or calling somebody a white supremacist. It's it's the way that America was built. This is why everybody has the ability to be like an Oprah, come from absolutely nothing and become a billionaire. And
yep.
The exciting amount of people that have done that times how many. But that's the beauty of America. But this mob wants to take that away from you. No one should ever be able to take your right to have a nice home or to come and take away your home. And I think that really the most important thing is...
Providing you're not doing anything illegal that's against the law. If you're... Right, that kind of stuff where, like, Jeffrey Epstein with having young girls and all that craziness. That's different.
Well,
as long as you are just living peaceably. But there is something, though, Mary, corporations. And I've had a corporation, and I believe in capitalism, but crony capitalism, when the government picks winners and losers, that's Marxism on its face. That's Venezuela. Okay, I mean, we bailed out GM how many times?
I get it, but banks. But at the same time, you have somebody like Hunter Biden gets on a jet with Secret Service members guarding him. We pay for his trip over, and he walks away with a $1 billion deal just by one trip to China with absolutely no experience. And that's not capitalism. You know what?
No.
If you don't want to get up, work hard, then you should go to another country that'll pay you to sit on your butt. But I don't want to see that. I don't want illegals coming into this country and getting freebies, free housing, free health care. What's happening to the vets and the mentally ill that are citizens of the United States sitting on Nancy Pelosi's street corner? What's going down down the street from you, Nancy? Maybe sell one of your freezers and you could pay for some of these people to eat and live. But they're not getting any help. And that's why Trump is so awesome, and I'll get off my Trump horse here in a second, but he's always been pro-America.
Again,
it's
Trump,
America first.
Trump's pastor was Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. And Norman Vincent Peale wrote The Power of Positive Thinking and actually Norman Vincent Peale was friends with Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, because we know that there are principles to success. And you know what? You may not be successful the first time out, but sometimes those negative, quote-unquote, those things that quote-unquote are negative or go wrong are wonderful learning experiences to build, to make you stronger. That's the beauty about America, too, is that you can fail forward, and it's not really failure. It's just a learning process as long as you maintain that wonderful persistence and fuel it with a burning desire. And I know, Mary, that you and I both have a burning desire for America, Americanism, freedom, liberty, entrepreneurship, peace, love, empowerment. And we know that thoughts are things, and we become what we think about most of the time. And we've been blessed with good minds and good hearts, and also we've been blessed by our Father God. So with all of that, I think today's show has been very important. What's our wrap-up? We kind of discussed, let's wrap up real quick, little summation what we discussed. Our first segment was about?
Cancel culture.
Cancel culture.
Buy into it. And I just wanted to say one thing about the cancel culture. It works both ways. Everybody has a right to their opinion. We've always known Ben and Jerry, the ice cream dudes, are very lefty ice cream guys. Whatever. Who cares? Mm-hmm. It's their opinion. It's their vote. But doing a boycott on the ice cream. It's immature. I'm sorry. That's just where I live. And more time and attention should be – I just wanted to finish.
I agree with
more
you,
time and
but I don't buy Ben & Jerry's
should
anymore.
Should be put towards
– I stopped
– Well, I don't
I either,
but
ben
it doesn't
Jerry's.
Make –
It's my personal
well, long ago,
It's my personal feeling because if I'm going to be invest, if I'm going to be putting money into something and there's that much, but I understand, you know, like a boycott, I get some of that. But I like the Goya boycott. And I'm telling you, I've been shopping the past couple of days. It's hard to find Goya foods on the shelves. Just saying. So the cancel culture.
No, I mean, and that's all well and fine. My point is that for us to turn around, you know, we can't as conservative patriots to start doing boycotts and copying what the Democrats are doing is what I was trying to get at. I think there's better time served in more positive aspects than doing a boycott against him or boycott against all Mark Cuban's companies. Really? Does it matter? No, it doesn't. What matters is that we have a landslide, a clear-cut one landslide in November. On November 3rd, my father's birthday, and that's what we talked about too, besides the McCluskeys and our friends at Fox News. Get everybody you know to register to vote. Get out there and make sure that your county election supervisors find out how they're going to handle a safe election, a safe coronavirus election, and make sure that your registration is up to date, including your signature. I didn't know that. And find out what you can do if you want to be a poll worker. Volunteer. That's the name of the game. Get involved. Make a difference.
Ella. And I love it. The inside of the day, attitude's a little thing that makes a big difference, and that's the truth. So, you know what? An attitude of gratitude, grateful that we live in the greatest country, attitude of liberty and an attitude of freedom and an attitude, like you said, of being proactive to go ahead and do what it takes to preserve this great, fabulous, beautiful constitutional republic we have. So, that's pretty much that was our show today, huh? Cancel culture, our Second Amendment, number two. And if they could do it to the McCluskeys, they could do it to anybody.
They can do it to McCluskeys. They can do it to you. They can do it to you. And then the next, they're coming. They're taking your guns. They're taking your home, your property, your liberty, your life. And if you think we're kidding, go take a look at Venezuela and see what totalitarianism is all about. And one other quick thing, get on with your senators and congressmen to tell them to wake up Washington, D.C., and get these legal people in the Department of Justice, the DOJ, and the FBI to get going on indictments for Obamagate. We have 105 days before the election. Make it happen.
Obamagate. You know what? That sounds like a whole show. I think we need to do that in an upcoming show, girlfriend. Obamagate. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have been doing, like a Sean Hannity, that have done huge deep dives on it, and the onion is deep and far, and right in the center is going to be Mr. Obamagate himself.
Yeah, and
so
the more you peel that onion back, the stinkier it gets, isn't it? Anyway, hey, we want to thank you for joining us today here at Awaken to Empowerment, Two Girls, Two Names, with our two cents on Tuesday. And we got two topics today, kind of. We were pretty good today, Mayor, staying with kind of two topics, but there's so much to talk about and so much going on. And we love America. We love freedom. We love liberty. And we'd love for you to come back and join us again. And you could download this podcast if you want to listen to it again. And, Mary, how can they reach you? How could they reach us? Go with
the
info.
They, Well, they can reach us through twogalswithtwonames@gmail.com. They can reach me at Twitter or Parler at MLBianchi7. And Carol Ann, they can reach you at
AwakenAmerica.us. AwakenAmerica.us.
Awaken Carol Ann.
Awaken Carol Ann, ding! Or you could go ahead and reach me at Eyes Wide Open Radio, and that would be with AM 560 The Answer. I do have a Facebook page. I know there I have a Twitter feed, too, with Carol Ann Parisi, but I'm not doing any of that. Maybe I'll get back on that again. Just not right now.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, especially when I'm fighting with people.
Go on.
I was going to say, it was the craziest thing last election cycle, and you know how Hillary Clinton said how she was so for women and children, right? And I said, well, if Hillary Clinton's so for women and children, what about Kathy Parker? What about the 11-year-old girl that was raped, and she, you know, was the attorney for the rapist? Prove it. You can't argue with idiots, like Glenn Beck used to say. You know, give me all the court documents. It's like, seriously? You know, so there's a special kind of double standard, you know, and I've often said if the left didn't have double standard, they'd have none. But seriously, I mean, come on. You know, some people do anything just to get ahead in the world. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, that's why I got off of Facebook. I got tired of arguing with idiots.
Well, that's never healthy, and as I told a couple friends who are all caught up in the coronavirus, turn the TV off. It's not good for your health. So let's end with our prayer. What do you think?
I think it's great. You want me to go? Okay. Hey, Abba Father God, we praise your holy name. We thank you for this day. We thank you for sound minds, healthy bodies, and this fabulous America. And God, we thank you for your son Jesus who died for our iniquities and our sins. And we ask that your Holy Spirit lead, guide, and touch us in everything we have to do for your will. And God, we know that you said truth and time go hand in hand, and you will expose the truth. You will expose the evil that's going on. Because, God, we know this is more than a political battle. At its true essence, it's a battle of good and evil. And we thank you that you gave our founders wisdom and discernment to create a republic of virtue. And we thank you for everything. We ask for the protection and for our country and our president and his family and all of our families. And let us keep love and light in our heart. Go ahead, Mary.
And to all this, I can say thank you for all of your blessings. I am so grateful to live in this country, to be safe and to be free. Let's keep it that way. Let's be proud patriots. And remember, it's time for the great awakening of the silent majority. And in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and amen, we say thank you, dear God. Amen.
Amen. We ask this in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. We thank you for this day. And we thank you, all of our listeners, for joining us. We'd like to invite you back here. And, you know, I like to say, be well, be blessed, and be free, and be that change you wish to see. And this is Carol Ann P. with Mary Lynn B., and we're two girls, two gals with two names with our two cents on Tuesday. So be well, be blessed, be free, and peace out and peace of mind. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you here next time. Bye, Mayor. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
And a little
God
peace
bless.
Of mind from Boston. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.